The Crash Course Live is presented by Smash It Demolition Derby
and the 2016 Bashford Cast. Demo Derby Masters. Winter Slam 2016. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash and Capital City Carnage.
Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Jake, I'm telling you, you hit him. You did it. Boy, good show on deck tonight. We are going to be busy. Got to cover a lot of ground. Ben already leaving the program. Didn't take long.
Fuck it, I had enough.
But we got Justin Madden's going to come on a little bit later on. We're going to be talking to Aaron Lyon from the New Alexandria Lions Club. Brian's here. Good to see him. Josh couldn't make it because he's busy doing something. Oh, he's getting his car ready because he's got to go down and, he's probably just buffing his helmet, I would guess, because he's got to run this weekend down in New Alex. Yep. Ian Doyle joining us here in studio, the champion of the Seneca County Fair this year. His dad joining us here as well, Jake. Andy Lee's here. Busy night. We got to cover a lot of ground, but Brian, I guess we'll start with you because you had the unbiased opinion from the stage. What did you think of Seneca County this year?
That was the best show I've seen at Seneca County in a long time. Top to bottom, I thought the trucks put on a great show. I thought the compacts put on a great show, and that feature was an old school Waterloo feature. I told Jake on the way up here, I haven't seen him drive that hard since we had the real modified show the first year they had it when they all ran Imperials. Great show. Ian did an awesome job driving in the heat and then came back and did the same thing in the feature. He's like I've told them both, you know, he had a hell of a teacher to watch and his dad, so he's following in the footsteps. All in all, I thought it was a great show. There were 70 cars there Saturday night. You know, there were some people, you know.
The highest car count in any fair that I know of this year.
Oh, absolutely.
For the fairs, yep.
You know, there were some keyboard jockeys running their mouth Sunday morning. You know, we seem to get that every year, but I never see the guys running their mouths, you know, doing anything or, you know, it's always the car's fault and this is wrong and that's wrong. And that shit gets old after a while. But, you know, I overall, I thought it was a great job. I managed to blow a tire on a compact car on the raffle car. That was good.
You managed to break it.
I didn't break it. That wasn't my fault.
Brian left the key on.
No.
Ben, I mean, you've got the very biased opinion of working in tech and running the flags on the side, but all the same, I think it was a pretty good show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I have to agree. I mean, everybody, I was, you know, there was some paint flying out there. Guys had to cut some stuff, but I expect that, you know. It's Seneca County, you know.
Right.
But I feel that the Derby itself is on an upward swing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been putting my input, whether Kyle liked it or not, for the past 10 years in his head, you know, amongst a lot of other people. But it seems like they're starting to come around, starting to listen. I feel it's starting to pay off. A lot of guys came back this year that, you know, in previous years swore up and down they'd never come back, just because the rules are starting to come around. Tech's pretty much, you know, I treat everybody's car the same, you know, and but I know that the big deal for this year was my biggest accomplishment, I feel, was that next year there's going to be no tire rule. Next year you're going to be able to weld all four doors shut.
That's awesome.
And pretty much they were kind of the two really nagging things that I had in my head left that I felt was just ridiculous. So basically they're on board with that. And we'll keep moving forward with it. I mean, I've you know, the only other thing left to do is bump up the money a little bit, and you know, there's a lot of sponsors. Kyle had a great response from sponsors this year, and next year, and we'll see what happens. You know,
sitting next to you, the only other person in the modern era of the Seneca County Fair to win four full size championships, Jake Doyle. You got to be pretty proud of your boy.
I'm very proud. Yes, I am. He got lucky.
Turn our attention back to Ian, man. Congratulations on the win. I believe at this point you're going to go in the record book as the youngest winner of that fair. I don't think that there's anybody that's even been close to that. And now you only have to do this, and easy as it was, only have to do this three more times. And you have as many wins there in the full-size division as your dad. It was an awesome finish. You said that your starter burned up, and Jake just couldn't, without any steering in his head, so he couldn't get back to you to make a qualifying hit.
Yeah. Dad's starter burn up. He didn't put the good one on purpose, you know.
I think that's what it was. He was afraid he was going to beat him, and he wanted that one. It just started 120 times.
Yeah, I think Mark was older.
Because the first few years Mark came to Waterloo, he just junked stuff.
Yeah, he was
Won it. Mark's first year he won it was 1992, and we were both
19.
Was it 92?
Yeah, he won it. He won it the first year I ran was his first official win. He had a green wagon with like an orange fender on it, and he won that year. Because I had a square back wagon. And I remember I had the front of his wagon lined up. I'm like, I'm going to junk him in one shot. And I threw it in reverse and stood on it. I'm like, yeah, he's junk. And then I started to pull away, and I went to hit the brakes, and my car started gaining speed. And I looked behind me, and Mark gets a funny look in his eyes when he gets angry. He was wide open, and he proceeded to stuff me underneath a 90 Crown Victoria cop car. Yep. And there I sat, done. And Mark proceeded to go on to win the feature
that day. That was one of the Hagedorns.
I know.
Yeah, it was. It was
Mike Hagedorn,
senior. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, let's hit on that, and we'll come back to this quick. A couple talking points from the weekend. Awesome to see. It's the third time, I believe, that it's been father and son finishing 1 and 2. The Meachums did it back in 01 or 02, and then Marco and Harold Betty and Harold, they did it something like 17 times
between the two.
They did it a ton of times. The name Hagedorn was back. Which was awesome to see the Orange Crush colors. I know it's not the same, but there's all sorts of rumors.
It's Orange Crush 2.
Orange Crush.
I followed the
car out. It was cool to see
the
orange and white back there, and I would love
to see
all that back.
He's a third generation.
He's third?
Grandfather, yeah. His grandfather, Jim Hagedorn Sr. When you're going out to like Mitchell's junkyard by where the airport is,
right?
Jim Hagedorn Sr. had a junkyard there, and he used to run out of there. And then
he used to supply
cars. Is that
cars.
The house?
Yeah, him and Mitchell too. Yeah,
they used to supply the cars, the feature cars.
Feature cars.
That's
going
way back. That was back. That was actually back probably before the Bucknose won at Seneca County.
I don't think there was Derby invented before then, but yeah, it was Dave Hagedorn, Jim Hagedorn Sr. and then all three of his boys ran: David, Jimmy, and Mike. And then this is the third generation.
Wow. Brian Wise's boy, Toby qualifying,
ran
the tribute car to Devin. That was awesome. And he came home with a fifth place finish. It was good to see.
Fourth.
Was it fourth?
Justin Sweenberg in his first time in a compact car. Yeah. He went out in the feature and put on a show.
What, third or fourth?
Drove it down to third. He did awesome.
Yep.
Zach Herman. Great run for Zach. Howie Charette, we figured he was going to be somebody to contend with. But Zach finishing second, he also qualifies for the New York State Championship held at the Erie County Fair in Hamburg coming up later this year.
I don't know if Kyle knows about that Brett's putting a show on. I'm going to stop and talk to Kyle. And I mean, I would think that guys would probably rather go run a place where you can build cars and they don't get kept afterwards, but I could be wrong.
It's a long tow out to Erie County.
It is. It's a shorter tow to go to
Walton.
Is he taking first and second?
Yeah,
first and second anywhere.
Whoever's first and second, you can
keep your cars when you get done, full size.
Yeah.
Well, the fair said that he couldn't go to the state fair. So.
That's all right. You can go to Brett's.
Because there isn't a state fair anymore.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You can now?
Yeah.
I'll stop and talk to Kyle. I'll talk to Kyle tomorrow and mention it.
Okay.
That's what I do for you.
Ian, take us through the feature. I mean, what's going through your mind? You've got a pre-run Newport that you have to qualify with.
Yeah.
Bring the same car back, and you run it down, and it was not an easy path to the win.
No. I went out in the heat. I tried to take everything my dad told me, all the knowledge or whatever, and just tried to drive. And somehow I looked over and ended up, Wayne was stuck, and it was me and another guy, and it was it.
Got it.
And then
scoot in a little bit on that microphone, if you would. Thanks.
Talking like Ben, it's all right.
Yeah. And then we pulled it out, went out back, blew a radiator hose, so we had to fix that, put some water in it, cut a couple pieces, and we were ready to go out. And me and Dad went out there and just did whatever happened.
Just had fun.
Yep.
Just had fun.
Somehow it ended up coming down to both of us. And
Donnie was out there. Donnie was making hay.
Donnie was driving that Buick hard.
And
well,
he was driving the wheels off.
They all got the same speech. And basically, like I told the guys in the driver's meeting, I went around and told all the feature guys, this is featured. This is a feature. Yep. You know, I know if there's going to be an adjustment period, you know, and I get out there. But, you know what, everybody's hitting everybody tonight, you know, because we got to get, we're getting back to the way it used to be.
Yep.
And, you know, Jake, I talked to Jake, and I go, Jake, just drive your own derby. Go out there, drive your own pace, make him catch you, you know. And he basically made him catch him. And he went up there and stood on it and had a good time.
I did. I had a great time. Next time I just got to have some brakes.
Maybe a little steering, too.
I used the stage and the transmission. That's about it.
Yep.
And Frank Van Houten's car. I'm sorry, Frank.
It was unfortunate. That nose looked,
you coming.
That
I
nose
knew
looked
you didn't
way
see
worse.
Him. He's no coming down idea. The track. Frankie's like this in the window. Then you didn't see him. You teed off on him, and then next thing you pull away, and Frankie's like throwing his hands up, shaking his head.
Yep.
Ian was driving pretty hard, too. Ian made some nice shots, real hard shots, about halfway through the show. He started using the nose of that Mopar, and it was holding up well.
It was
great to see.
The one Wilkins kid, I mean, the Wilkins, he had the, once again had that Bel Air, the X-Frame Bel Air, and, you know, we're joking before the feature starts. I'm yelling down from the blocks and basically telling him what holes in the floor or secondary he uses for. And he goes, well, I don't have no hole in my floor. Well, sure enough, he lost his linkage.
Oh.
That's what took him out. I said, well, if you would have had a floor shifter, you'd have been all set.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ian on the line lost his pin for the transmission.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeremy got out of his
car.
Well,
I didn't know what was going on.
Crawled underneath, got the pin because he was so nervous. He's sweating. His goggles are all fogged up. Once you crawled under the car, got the pin for him, and he's shaking and everything. I can see it all the way down the line, you know. And I'm like, what's going on down there? Then I think you came out somebody else came out and helped him out, and I thought maybe there was a gas leak or something, but everything turned out okay. Mm-hmm.
There was one car they took off the track because of gas leak. I guess it was pouring right out of it. Everything was covered inside with gas. Because I seen Matt yelling for one of the guys, and Ralph went out. And he's like, "Yeah, we can't run like that." There was one of the feature cars was right full of gas, floor and seats and everything. So he had to go.
In terms of around the country, Mad Mike picked up a win.
Yes, he did.
First time he was in a mod car since 2001, or GM, or rather.
Yeah, it was
like 2001.
That Chevy, right? That Impala.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. He did pretty nice. Don Santel, happy birthday to him. He picked up a win over the weekend. Holden picked up a win over the weekend. All that information coming in from Wendell. Happy birthday to John King, Kristen O'Connell. Cass in the Valley's coming up. We talked to those guys. We'll be hitting on some of that stuff a little bit later on. Adam and Craig LeManager. The Godfather, he picked up a win in a Cadillac over the weekend. And did you see Chris Williams?
Yes.
Did you see that? I got to remember the kid's name.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Cherokee, Iowa. Second place, it was the first time in a mod car, which that's a relative term. Because when he drove the car in Utah, it was a mod car for Utah. But then he came back to Iowa in mod car reality, I guess, is what he climbed into. Those things were crazy. But he got second place. And he gave his trophy to Lane Staver
because
they stayed in town all weekend. So that was pretty neat. We'll be touching on some more stuff at Ultimate Derby.
Daniel Ort was fifth in that feature.
Was he?
Yep.
Was he? I try to keep up. There was every time my Facebook updated, there was more bent cars than trophies. Mm-hmm. I can't even – I know I'm forgetting stuff. And then people will message us.
Well, yeah, Gully Show.
Gully Show.
I'm glad you said that.
I think Brett won that, and Decker got second. And I almost think Sherman got Mad Dog.
And Eric Eberling won the trucks. I don't know who won the compacts.
You guys are buying me a lot of time. Keep going.
I know I talked to Brett after – or I talked to Josh afterwards.
Lost drive shaft for the last hit.
Brett did.
Yeah.
Must have hit him wide open with the back end and knocked the Imperial drive shaft out of it. But Eric Josh said they had a ball. He said they ran 5 or 10 minutes against each other, and he said it was an absolute ball.
Chris Moreno won the compacts, and John Saft won Mad Dog out there at Middletown. And they run again on Sunday.
Yep.
Tomorrow we're going to be making the trip up to see all of our friends in Dunkirk. That's going to be awesome. The Imperial Heat sounds like it's going to be outstanding. And that's tomorrow is just strictly qualifying. There's A, B, C, D, and E heats. And that's it. So if there's 25 Crown Vics that show up, they're all in the D heat with the 80s class. If there's 15 Diplomats show up and mid-sized cars are all in the C heat, the compacts, probably those will be split. They think they had 43 of them last year, so they ran all the odds in one group and all the evens in another. Last year, I think there was 8 or 10 Imperials on the track at one time just to qualify, and it was just an absolute dogfight. And then just coming up, that's a 7 o'clock start time. 4 o'clock on Sunday is feature. They'll do another round of heats. There's no consties. If you don't get in through the qualifiers, then you don't get in, and the only people that are locked in for the feature at this point are last year's winners. So James Ellman, at this point, with that incredible story, last year winning that, he is locked in to the A-Main, and I understand they've built a feature car, and they won't tell me what it is. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know what it is. Speaking of feature cars, did you see the car that Decker traded for?
I saw it. You're talking about the Imperial?
62 or 63 Imperial.
Yeah.
It looks cherry.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're running next year, but it better be somewhere where we're going to be at.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys building Imperials to run together.
And then hitting a little bit more on Waterloo, Andy Lee qualifying for his first feature.
He did.
That was fun.
Did not fare nearly as well as Ian.
Nope.
No.
Ian's got a pretty sweet streak going right now. And I don't know if anybody's going to be able to do this again. Won his last start in a youth car and won his first start in an adult class. Mm-hmm. And he did it in a car that was pre-run. That Newport that he ran was at
both times.
That was at
Penn Yan last year.
Yep. Yeah, it won. He won the Cuca Clash with Austin Manshaki last year.
Yep. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I don't know that's where I came from. Yep. Cool.
I bought that in Bath.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
Now, Ian, did Dad give you a cut of the winner's pay, or did he keep that all?
No, he gave me a cut.
All right. Good to hear. Good to hear. Good to hear.
A cut.
It's got to go back in the Derby funds.
That's right. There you go.
Well, I thought maybe, you know, I know he's got a girlfriend. I thought maybe at least give him a little bit, take her out to dinner or something. I mean,
he did. He got $10 to join McDonald's.
Nice.
That's right. Well, a bottle of water and a hot dog.
Got a coupon for March.
There you go. Now, Chris, I got to ask your opinion. What did you think about the compact feature? We heard some guys whining that they thought there was too many cars on the track.
Mm-mm.
New.
No, I was in on that conversation. I like the chance that people get when you run heats and features with compacts, and we have to do some things at Seneca County to get them a little bit more so that they can do heats and features if they want it.
Mm-mm. But they'll never be heats and features for compacts.
Not with me there
because that's
you wait. Can hang fit, on, slow down. Let me get
you
me
can
get
fit.
There you go.
The track this year was fucked up. It was not the way it should have been set up.
Pan's Labyrinth was simpler than that track.
Yeah, and so basically, because now the track's never going to get the barriers are never going to get tore down now because they don't use the track for anything else. So the track's going to get set up. Once it's set up, it's done. It's set up. There's some reconfigurating I'm going to do. I got to draw a diagram up and submit it. But basically the wall will be where they had it zigzagged or whatever the hell they want to call it.
Yeah,
basically the initial wall that we always have,
yeah.
The track's going to get – it'll be moved down to where that initial wall is. And then pretty much that would have – that was like 6 more cars, pretty much.
Yeah.
But that track, there was 33 cars out there for that compact feature, and by no means was that too many compact cars.
No.
At all.
That room. It was a good show. I mean, they came down to they were running each other nose to nose. I mean,
the first year I won with my box car, I ran a Conti with full size cars that had 34 in it.
Well, when we started running there, every night there was 25 cars in the heat.
Yes.
Heat.
Yes.
25 full-size cars.
And to me, a guy's got in a four-cylinder compact car, a guy has a better chance with the way the rules are. They have a better chance with a one and done than going out and running heats and features.
Yes. Yeah. All I'm saying is it's absolutely possible to do heats and features with compacts.
Yes.
All I'm saying it's
but
possible.
You would have to change the rules a bunch.
You'd have to do some stuff different. Some
Hell
stuff
would have to freeze over.
with you there, but you've overseen shows that have compact heats and features.
Yeah, but the rules are
way
you
different.
You can do bumper changes. You can. I mean, it's just the way it's set up down there, and they want to get out of there faster than you know somebody with their hair on fire. You know. And
what about Malone? Did Malone allow the bumper swaps on the compacts? I think they did. They didn't. No, Malone,
shouldn't have.
Malone was pretty simple when you were up there. It was pretty bone stock, and they did a lot of that pre-qualifying stuff.
I thought the compact show was great. I thought that the junk run was awesome. Donnie keeping his back bumper on the front of Nate Flynn's car and just making him work and making him work and trying to get each other stock and overheat transmissions and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the deal was with which Wilkins, the 25. I'm blanking now.
He was I thought it went into limp mode, but apparently I talked to him on Saturday, and they said that the air tube actually was
pinched
right over.
Yeah,
pinched
off.
Yep.
Yeah. He says they opened the air tube up and run like a rape date.
Yep.
So they that actually came. That ran Saturday night too.
Yeah.
That ran with
the
trucks.
Other The other brother ran.
I didn't get to see it. I was working at Ian's car getting it ready.
No, that's nice of
you. Kevin Charette.
What's that?
That was nice of you.
I know.
Kevin Charette won his second figure eight race, and then
Howie won the figure eight race. Kevin won the Derby.
Say that again.
Howie won his second.
His second in a row. It's been like 4 years in a row for a shit. Assume a Charette when it comes to four cylinders.
Oh yeah.
And then
they got that down to a science.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
And then the trucks. John Fowler came back, Chuck Bowman kicking the lights and glass out of his road truck and that thing.
257,000, I think, 257, I think you said.
Yeah, he got his money worth out of it
because
that bad boy was junk when he got done. But he was driving it. He said he was going to go out and drive it and have fun.
David Stone, that was the best driving I've seen him drive ever with that.
He got the hard
Super Duty, man.
That one.
And if he didn't lose his steering, I don't think Sean Eamon would have won his second.
No.
That Super Duty was awesome to watch. I think probably the story of the Derby was that Chuck Bowman forgot a belt, and it saved a heck of a fight on the front stretch. Because when he got hit in the driver's door, his shirt ripped and his face turned all green and his helmet popped off. And
the fight would have been Kyle stopping him, because if he would have got his hands on anybody else, it would have been really, really bad.
He calmed down. Everybody was shaking hands.
They talked afterwards. They talked in the pits afterwards. It could have been
a lot worse, but it was good to see.
Yep.
Everything at Seneca County went pretty well. Ontario County's this week, and Ian, you said you're going to be running there this week as well?
Yeah, possibly me and Dad try to get something together.
You're going to use a floor jack to put the roof back up on the Edsel and...
Oh, no, that's junk.
Do anything different? You going to do anything with an Edsel again?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No, not again.
You wouldn't want to try one that was solid?
No.
Really?
No, I'm a Mopar guy. I've always been, you know.
You have.
I tried something different this year. Wanted a full frame. Wanted to experiment a little bit. And, I mean, it worked out okay, but not for as much work as I had into it. I'll just stick to what I know.
You are pretty good with Mopars.
Did just fine for a long time.
Hey, I told him after the show, I said, you know why that Chevy didn't start the last time? And he goes, I said, that's Derby karma. I said, all the wins and all the great stuff you've done has been with Mopars. I said, here you are with a Chevy, and it was Derby karma, man.
Wayne Ellison built that motor.
Oh, yeah, that was, I'm not knocking. That was a great run of motor.
That thing run
good.
Did he build your transmission too? Because you abused that.
Yeah, that transmit, the whole thing is all from him. And like I said, this year I put some money in a car and some items, and wanted to go down there and just have fun and compete. And we'll see what we come across next.
Chuck Bowman's actually listening at home. He said he wants to apologize for losing his temper, but I mean, everybody gets it. Everybody talked afterwards.
Oh, absolutely. We've all lost
bitter
our temper.
If it was bitter in a pursuit, certainly there'd be stuff to apologize for. But you know, everybody. Chilled out, and they were talking. Everything seemed like it was pretty good there. So we've got Aaron. Whoop, I got the wrong name up there. Sorry about that. Aaron's joining us here on the line from New Alex Lions Club Demolition Derbies. Aaron, man, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us on here this week.
No problem. We got some of our locals are coming down there to run with the Sciopas this weekend. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, last time we had you down here, I think that was your first podcast ever on live stream.
That was the first live one, that's right. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be back down there again in August for the championship night, as I understand it. Todd's working to put something together, and you're going to be, as I understand it, probably be seeing some Franjo logos and maybe some Me2 logos on the screen when we're down there. I'm looking forward to getting back there. It's such a fun time down there, and, you know, the fact that you guys are able to run every other Friday for – something like 8 weeks in a row is pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's unbelievable, actually. You wouldn't believe the amount of volunteers, and that's the neat thing about this Lions Demolition Derby we do. It's all volunteers that do this. Nobody makes no money on this. We give all the monies back to the charities in our local area here. It's an amazing thing. I'm actually up in the grounds right now, trying to get everything ready for Friday night, because some guy named Josh Decker's coming up, and we're expecting a large crowd here. And rumor has it there's a $500 bounty on that gentleman. Franjo Construction is going to put this money up, I guess, to anybody can beat him. So, trying to get the track ready and make it fast for him, and hopefully he'll come down and put a good show on for us.
We'll see what Josh does, because the 2 weeks after that, if I come down, it might be a $1,000 bony.
Oh, yeah, Ben, you know what? You know, you might draw some money out of them, too, here. What do you think of our track?
I love the setup that they have down there with the tires.
Yeah. The way the tires are awesome.
I've never seen it in person, but I've watched a bunch of their shows on video, and I think that's one of the coolest tracks where they got it set up.
It's almost next to impossible to get hung up on the barriers unless you get literally stuffed in a corner.
Yeah.
But
which Josh did.
Yeah, but the tires are awesome from all sorts of aspects. I mean, it actually is like a safer barrier, kind of, really. I mean, it absorbs some of the impacts. I mean, if you got your door against a tire and somebody wallops you, I mean, it's not as bad as being on a concrete block. So, I mean, it's definitely the track-wise is awesome thought went into that. And whether it was
just to demolition derbies here. I mean, our track is just for that reason. Our lighting is good. We've improved our lighting in our pits. Trying to make it safer for the drivers to be back here working on their cars, loading their cars up. I mean, when you come to, we go all over the United States and watch demolition derbies, and I think we have one of the premier setups around for demolition derby, that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
So you guys are running on the 29th of July, again on the 12th of August, and then championship night is the 26th.
Correct. This week coming, we're having Pyro Wheels for our feature. They'll run first. I think we have 55 or 60 signed up right now. The kids look forward to that, and again, we're all about the kids down here. So
does Todd Sayopa own 35 of them?
Yeah, we might have to squeeze them into one. I don't think Josh will be in that class, but them little kids would have a bounty on him probably too.
They'd beat him.
Absolutely.
They'd drive right around him.
Josh would.
And then on the 12th, I think we have Fan Appreciation Night. Every night we try to do something special here. We had Cancer Awareness Night a couple weeks ago, Military Appreciation Night. We try to do something different every week, just to spice it up a little bit. Again, when you run 8 shows a year, people want to see something different every week. Mm-hmm. Our stock class is one of the premier shows right now for us. We're getting 20, 25 stock cars, and they're putting on a show. Some up-and-coming drivers there, of course. We have a bunch of trucks that have been showing up here. So next year you might see trucks every night is what I'm hearing.
Ooh,
nice.
Our pro class, we've had some low car counts on that, but these guys know as well as I do, these guys put a lot of money into these cars. And you think with all that money they put in, they'd want to run every week, but it's tough for them. I understand the builds are a lot longer and stuff, so I agree that it's hard to get here every week. The money's there. That's one nice thing. I think our championship's paying out $3,000 to win in that class, $2,000 for compacts, $1,500, I think, for stock, and $500 for lawnmowers.
Wow.
Not bad at all.
That's excellent.
Butch Sisko. I miss Butch Sisko. He's talking about Military Appreciation Night, too, thing. Butch ran, I think he ran five times?
In 7 days and brought home
three
or four trophies.
Wasn't too bad for Butch. And I saw Ian Rochelo was home posting some pictures of his family.
Yes, he was. Also, we missed Matt Gaskin Sr.
Yeah.
Yes.
He won 30 years. I think Matt Jr. said 10 times he'd been first. Or second, I'm sorry.
14.
Yeah. And he got his first win in his hometown. He's having a hell of a year. He got Mad Dog at... Mad Dog out to Bash for Cash. Matt Jr. made the feature, had a great showing in the feature.
Yep.
And then Matt Sr. wins Hemlocks. I mean, the family's having a great year derbying out there.
And they work real close with the Siscos, too.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, haul cars up and stuff.
So tell us a little bit more about what we can expect on championship night. Basically, if you win in the pro class, you get qualified for championship night, and you got additional opportunities to qualify for that feature on championship night as well, or it is only the 7 weeks leading up to that championship round?
What they're doing this year is I think we have drivers from West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania qualified right now for our championship and our pro class. So I'm looking at the list here right now, and I see some pretty good names on there. What happens is you'll run one of the seven events throughout the year to qualify. Championship night, we run just the championship heats. Our championships will be a long night, so we don't squeeze in any qualifying, last chance qualifier, because they want you to run once during the year here.
Right.
And then our championship night is nothing but championships.
Nice.
Looks like we have about 25 to 30 drivers in that class. Compacts, it looks like we're having about 25 in that class. And same with the 80s in stock. And, I mean, our compact drivers, we have a past champion. I think he's won three nights this year so far. His name's Jonathan Howman. He put on a heck of a show. We have Crevy War and his brother Jeremy. It'll be a good compact battle. Our stock class, again, these guys qualified throughout the year. We got some really good, talented drivers in that class, too. Bill Galacki, he's one of the guys coming up. He runs a pro car. He's qualified in two or three of the championships, just in for different classes, I should say. Once you qualify in your class, you can come back weekly and run, knock somebody out, take a spot. We give away five spots every week. So if you come here and run seven times, you can knock somebody out seven different times.
Yeah.
And take up another spot. So
that's cool.
It's a long process through the summer. Again, these volunteers give up every Friday night, every other Friday all through the summer to come here and help. And without them, none of this stuff would be possible. The drivers we have are some of the best in the area. Like I said, our pro class is going to be a heck of a feature. So I think you guys will enjoy the show when you come down. I'm sure I can get you up in the press box again and set you up and take care of you guys. Maybe Brian will venture down to come down and meet you with us at least.
I'm working on it. I'm working on getting the time off from work now as we speak. It's a little tough right now, but I'm definitely trying to get that accomplished.
Basically, your plan should be take the month of August, September, and October off, and you'll be fine.
That'd be terrific. I don't have quite that much time.
That'd be good to see him get down here. Sure.
Yeah, sure. I definitely want to come down. Like I said, I've seen a bunch of the shows on YouTube and stuff, and it's I want to see it in person. I mean, they're great cars, you know, great drivers. And, you know, the track is just awesome. I definitely want to make it down there to
see those compacts out there. The compacts are light enough and fast enough with those Uke tires half buried. If they do swing and miss at 30 miles an hour, they rebound just as fast. They go back into the pit just as fast as they hit them.
It's wild.
It's like ping pong balls. Mm-hmm. Well, Aaron, man, is it just Lions Club, or do you have any sponsors to help make this show possible? The series, I should say.
It's mostly just the Lions Club. Again, Frangio Construction's come in and helped us tremendously. We used to seat about 1,000, 1,200 people here. They come in and helped us purchase some other bleachers and poured some concrete, which was able to almost double our capacity to about 3,000. So
awesome.
When you come down next year, you're going to see a lot of new things. We built a new announcer's booth. So Frangio's come along to help us. A couple other ones, AmeriGas in our area, they help out. With some donations and stuff, but what you see is mostly volunteers, and the Lions doing the brunt of the work, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Well, it's awesome the way that you guys have that structured. The track's remarkable. I know Ben's looking forward to getting down there in August. I know Josh can't wait to run this weekend. And, you know, by then, we're going to be on top of championship night, and the derby season is going to be just about over. We're going to be looking at going back to school. But
Football season.
Yep, once we get to a certain point in time, we like to stop for the county fairs. We don't like to overlap a lot of people, let their shows happen and stuff, so we try to get done. This year we are a little bit later than we normally are, but sometimes that's how the cards fall. Instead of having a back-to-back week, we spread it out a little bit this year. So Tom and Wally's been doing a great job in Pitts area. Doug and them, like I said, Fred and them, the guys that come up here and help on the weekdays. We're up here tonight working. Getting ready for a show that's going to happen, 4 days from now?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
Well, Aaron, man, appreciate you coming on and talking a little bit about New Alex. Like you said, it's something everybody's looking forward to, and we'll get a chance to show everybody kind of where the life stuff for us started one more time. We get down there. Looking forward to seeing it.
Absolutely.
Hey, I can't wait to see you guys get down here, and give me a holler when you get close, and we'll take care of you guys.
All right. Alrighty. We appreciate it. Appreciate it, Aaron. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
See you later. Bye. Now there goes Aaron Slezak, New Alex Lions Club. had the wrong Aaron from New Alex Lions Club. I thought I was talking to somebody completely different. So that was but that's
that happens sometimes.
Happens when you're live. We're going to be catching up with Justin Madden here in a few minutes to talk about Broome County, and we'll be right back.
It's truck month at Lakes and Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can get the best deals of the year on all of our Ram trucks in inventory. Plus, if you're a current or past customer at Lakes and Hills, we're offering you an additional $250 customer loyalty rebate. And if you live in northern Utah, we have an additional $250 great neighbor rebate, too. So during truck month, we have a new 2016 Ram 1500 SLT Crew Cab. And after dealership discounts, customer cash, and truck month rebate, it's yours for only $39,115. We're going to take advantage of these savings during truck month at Lakes and Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
And just want to tell you about the Chaos in the Valley 2016, October the 24th in Shenandoah County Fairgrounds. Your microphone's off. You guys can keep talking. Shenandoah County Fairgrounds is going to be live with us again. Jason Shipe and JPG Towing running the incredibly hard-hitting show. It's held as a benefit for Tomsbrook Volunteer Fire Department, 5 p.m. start time on the 24th of August. Heats and feature format for both the full-size weld cars and the compacts. Jason and Penny Shipe are going to be overseeing the Shenandoah County Fair August 29th and 30th. You can call Jason for details. 540-335-7510. Again, that's October the 24th, Chaos in the Valley 2016 at the Shenandoah County Fairgrounds in Woodstock, Virginia. Going to come back and talk a little bit more about the Hog Wild Fall Brawl Saturday, October the 8th. It's a 4 o'clock start. Pro Limited's Wire Class, Superstocks, Compacts, Youth Class Trucks, Power Wheels, RC Derby, three raffle cars. It's jam-packed, bunch of one-and-dones. Chris Furster is involved with it. The event is held in support of three charities, the Matheson College Fund, Fisher House Foundation, and Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Hog Wild Fall Brawl is going to be held at the Stoneboro Fairgrounds in Stoneboro, Pennsylvania, Saturday, October the 8th. It's also held in conjunction with Barbecue Fest. There's live music, cars, trucks, diesels, imports, rat rods, a show and shine for all those show cars. Adult admission, only $11. Kids under 12 are just $6. Jump online. You can find more about that. We're going to be talking with Mike Matheson here in the coming days. East Coast Championship coming out. Ian and Jake Doyle are in studio with us, both qualified for this show now if they want to go. September the 3rd, it's a 2 o'clock start. It's open only to top two finishers from 2015 and 2016. Full-size and compact team divisions are going to be limited to 14 teams per class. VA class is paying $2,250 to win. Compacts, $1,500. Teams are paying $3,000. Junk runs are $500. Outlaw class, $500. To pay minimum. Again, this is hosted by Kings of Old School. The East Coast Champions are held at the Delaware County Fairgrounds in Walton, New York. Call Brett Relier for event details, 607-327-2705. For rules questions, call Mark Benjamin, 607-215-2149. Walk you through a little bit of what's upcoming for Smash It Demolition Derby. Smash It Demolition Derbies, their logo appeared on a can koozie for a county fair in Minnesota. And it wasn't a Smash It Demolition Derby event, which was a big, big no-no. I think that Tim Clark has done a lot for Demolition Derby, and the guy should be treated with the absolute utmost respect. And whether they did or didn't knowingly take it, they better get their stuff together, because that was totally not cool. Smash It, awful good to us. We love hanging out with those guys this weekend. They're going to be busy with three shows this weekend. The 29th of July is at Cable County in Milton, West Virginia. 7 o'clock start time for that one. Mild weld, compact cars, compact trucks, mowers, and power wheels on the docket there. July the 30th, they're going to be at the Shelby County Fair, the first of two shows this day. That's in Sidney, Ohio. Street stocks, full size, and power wheels planned for that one. The same night at 7 o'clock in Eaton, Ohio, Preble County Fair being held by Smash It. Smash It class, mini cars, compact trucks, full size trucks, street stocks, modified mowers, and power wheels going to be in action there. August the 1st, Greene County Fair. In Xenia, Ohio, 8 o'clock start, Smash It class, street stocks, compact, stock mowers, power wheels. Find out more about it on smashitderby.com. Ultimate Derby has been very, very, very busy in the last 24 hours. Coming up for them, we talked a little bit ago about Cherokee, Iowa, and Chris Williams winning there and giving his trophy to Lane Staver. They've got the Bud Blowout coming up on the 29th of July. That's in Bowling Green, Missouri. August the 7th is Woodbury County Fair. It's in Mobile, Iowa. Remsen Demo in Remsen, Iowa is August the 13th. 7 days later is Macon's show in Macon, Missouri. September the 17th is Ultimate Derby's Points Championship. They get about a week off, and then they start planning for Battleground, the indoor show at Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky. You can call 712-369-3778 for details. full schedule and entry forms available on ultimatederby.com. Also, for the Blizzard Bash teams, all the team captains have received a message. Got to check their inboxes about this if they have any changes or information. They need to get their team colors, team name, teammates, their numbers, entrance song, and all that other stuff in there. Candace has already been trying to call some of those team questions team captains individually for that information. So team captains, start checking your inboxes on that one. And then the last of it, which is what's coming up on Wednesday, July the 27th, 7:27. It's a special day for everybody here. Broome County Fair, 6:30 start time. Wristband sales start at 2. Modifieds are paying, modified V8s paying $1,500 to win. Compact feature paying $1,000. Minivans and trucks paying $500. Chain and Bang, that's the new division. They've got some money for second place set aside now. 100% payback with entry fees. Kitty Tractor pulls from 1 to 3. Free admission starts at 1 o'clock. No reentry after 1. Up until 1 o'clock, sorry. Pay one price ride, $17. Justin Madden, 607-427-2375 to get a hold of Justin. We're going to be getting Justin on the phone here. Did you come across anything else that we might have missed in the first third of episode number 141?
No. We got everything pretty good, I think.
Wrong answer, because I need time to call Justin.
Oh, sorry.
Jake was asking about the tires. What they've done is they've taken tires and buried them halfway in the track at New Alex. So the tires stick up a little ways, and they're just road car tires. I don't think they use anything heavy like we see.
They're Uke tires.
Are they Uke tires?
They're loader tires.
Yeah, loader tires.
So I couldn't remember.
But, I mean, it's definitely – I mean, it takes the wall right out of play.
Hey, it's Chris. Can I put you? Okay. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. That's for sure. All right, so we got Justin on the line. Justin Madden stepping into the promoter's role at Broome County Fair, working close with Eddie Bella to develop that new set of rules for that chain and bang class. Response has been pretty strong for that.
Yes, sir. Looks like it's going to be a heck of a show.
Is that just going to be a one and done, right?
Yes, sir, one and done.
Because there's no way there will be anything left with the way they drive down in Broome County.
No, it'll be junk.
Everything
quick.
Is noses out. You can leave the taillights in most of these cars because nobody's using the back ends. They just go.
Absolutely. It will be 100% payback with a $200 second place for each of the two heats that we plan to have.
They've split it up. So they've got enough entries where they're running two heats with 100% payback, which you can't argue that. That's in addition to the regular compact class that's going to be held at Broome County. So then on top of that, we've got the trucks. I mean, it's a special night for a lot of folks with the Smith family getting the chance to go down there and remember Mike Smith again, number 17. And really as a whole, it's something I'm looking forward to. It the modified class is usually good. Vern Backus won that thing last year. It was a surprise win, I think. And if I understand, the Heartstopper, Jerry Hartman's going to be down there with the Newport this year.
Nice.
Absolutely.
And
we are looking forward to it. In addition, we've added a Mad Dog Award with a trophy plus $100 cash for each feature. We've got a generous amount of sponsors this year that have helped us to add to our purses and help give back to our drivers.
Along those lines, how's the response been for the trucks? I mean, with the trucks down there, you generally get, you know, 6 or 8 of them. You don't fill the track at all, and they have all the room that they could want to work with. It's so much fun to watch them run.
Absolutely. We have been trying to look at it closely and keep tabs on everybody that's coming. We actually, in fact, just got another one yesterday. Not 100% sure on, you know, truck or SUV car count yet. We're certainly hoping to gain as many as possible.
What's Eddie like to work with?
What's that, Chris?
Sorry. What's Eddie Bella like to work with? He's a guy that he's had a lot of success down there at the Broome County Fair. He had his own cheering section at one point.
He's absolutely been phenomenal. I called him for some help when I got asked if I'd like to do this, and he has been absolutely phenomenal. Promoting everything you can imagine, banners, help with sponsors, our page on Facebook that he's put up and kept right on tabs with. Even with his son being in the hospital, he's done the very best that he can to keep on with everybody, return calls, and keep up on the website. he's gone above and beyond. I'm really thankful to have him as an addition.
Who's doing your teching for you down there this year?
Gary, Robbie.
Our tech for us?
Yeah, who's doing the teching?
It will be myself, Robbie Brown, and depending on what happens, Eddie may get involved a little bit.
Gotcha.
With that.
Eddie's a good set of eyes to have on anything with six cylinders or less. He knows.
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
He's a lot of fun to watch. That's also the home track. Guy Raymond's been on the show a bunch of times. He's run strong down there. We've seen Josh Buell make appearances down there in the past in the full size division.
Does Andy run there, Vona?
Yep.
Andy Vona's run there in the past.
Did he won it down there last year, didn't he? Or a car out of his crew? No, it was 2 years ago. I wasn't there last year.
I think
year.
It was 2 years ago. It was the year everybody I remember pretty much everything from that night now.
Yeah.
Art Collins.
Yep.
That family's run down there a lot. He had that Newport that was painted up like Gravedigger.
Yep.
A couple times.
They will be back this year.
That's awesome. That track, we've talked about that track before. It's self-cleaning.
You know, I'd watched a bunch of shows there, and I've only ran there once, but I loved that track. I really like that track. Everything I was told about it was right. You stay away from the one end and the one corner.
The go-to corner.
Yeah, it stayed on the other end and everything's good. But I like the
track. We'll absolutely do our best to make sure that track is prepared well for everybody without those dips in the corner. And we will certainly do our best to make sure she's flat and clean and ready for everybody to go.
Ben, how much would you like to have a subframe Imperial and a heat full of squareback Chevy wagons down there?
Oh, you just ship them right to the corner. I mean, I've been down there. I mean, there's cars that I built that ran down there, and it got absolutely shit canned down there by all the Browns. I mean, Andy, Robbie, Richie, you know, Brett and Jesse and all. I mean, it's
there's quite the history.
Back in the heyday, I mean, that's a great track. I mean, there's no knocks against that track. I mean, it's a great track.
A lot of history there. That's for sure.
Yes, there is.
I think Jesse Howell won 30 features there.
Oh, 35,
40.
All that. Wow. All that.
And
I mean, it's a track that's known for hard hitting. I mean, it's not a very...
Not to mention the many shows that Mr. Decker's put a good show on.
Yep.
We don't like to talk about him.
No, you know.
He's having a good big.
I was just wondering if I could possibly get a set of glasses like his, even though I'm sitting here at home over the phone.
You have to be the president of the Tom Cruise fan club to get a set of Top Gun aviators.
He didn't have those when he went to Caledonia, though. He actually had a different pair. Like, I think he had to buy a
pair
on the way.
Yeah, he had to buy a pair on the way.
He had to buy a pair. Maybe he just keeps those for Blizzard Bash.
He's a lifetime member of the Tom Cruise fan club, and they didn't send a shipment out, the monthly shipment out in time, so he didn't.
He's a member of Sunglasses of the Month, and every month he gets a new pair of aviators.
Absolutely,
he'll have mine for this weekend, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Did you hear what happened to him in Caledonia? He was standing there with Bolton and everybody after the truck heat. And
this kid
came up
wanted his autograph.
And the kid was shaking, like couldn't talk. The parent ended up kind of stepping in and speaking for the kid and wanted to take a picture with him. And poor Josh just got turned inside out by everybody because they'd always heard the stories, but they always thought it was made up. That actually does happen. People want their picture with Josh because he is the prettiest guy on the show.
Yes, he is. Hey, not to change the subject.
You are not.
That's all right. I'm not here for my looks. My honesty. Have you watched that yet? I forgot to ask you.
Realize that I have to be with you guys pretty much at all times because you cannot be trusted.
What'd we do?
Can't keep them contained.
It was
what'd we do?
It was good. It was like the teacher left the room to make copies of the test, and everything went to hell after that.
Really?
We sucked that bad. He said,
"Wow."
No, I thought you guys did a great job.
He's recouping now.
It was good. I thought Ben did extraordinarily well.
Yeah, he did. But like I said,
suck.
We missed our leader though. There was some dead air there that's not there when you could come up with stuff out of your mind that I don't know how you do it.
It makes everybody just go, "What the hell did you just say?"
Yeah,
it does happen.
You can definitely fill a lot of space with us. I think the four of us together, we do all right.
You know. Remember we were at Owington and at 4 in the morning
we started talking about WWE
pro wrestling and Nintendo.
And the thing was, is all of a sudden there was like 200 people sending us messages on our phones blowing up.
The viewer count started going back up.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Josh and I's microphones. I walked away. Josh's microphone was muted.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
Josh has to get muted a lot.
Yeah.
Josh, more than me, even.
Josh
actually, no, you don't want to mute me hardly at all. It's reversed.
Yeah.
It's a rarity for my mute button to come off. And you just got to constantly hit Josh's. Yeah.
Josh needs a snicker sometimes.
I've never had to mute Ben's microphone.
No.
I don't think I've ever had to mute it. I've had to push it closer to him before.
Yeah.
But I've never had to mute him.
Yeah. Because we're never PG-13.
No.
We'd be screwed if that was the case.
Yeah. We're definitely we definitely achieve our R rating every week.
We got a cool thing, some information from Figure Lakes 1 today that I got to talk to you guys about after the show, too. Remind me about that before you guys leave. I talked with Jim at Finger Lakes 1 TV, and he's been in contact with Finger Lakes Access Television about some stuff. So that's going to be kind of neat as that develops
like
a little bit more.
2:30 in the morning.
That's the only time we can use the language we're accustomed to.
Nope, it's not exactly that
then
late. Not exactly middle
aviators.
Of the night.
Yeah.
Yes. We're they're going to start letting us borrow their lights so that we can have the same lights here as our Blizzard Bash. Everybody
can start wearing my Wiz Khalifa hat, my furry Wiz Khalifa hat.
I feel like we're slipping.
That's all good.
Is that a Wiz Khalifa hat?
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn.
It's a rainbow, fuzzy rainbow colored oversized hat that I'm going to take to Blizzard Bash this year. And wearing a tech line.
There you go.
And fit in with DMP.
Justin, I mean, I'm glad everything is going well. Sounds like the turnout and the response has been strong. It's a bit of a rebuilding year for you guys.
Yes,
first
sir,
year.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, good traction so far. I hope everything goes well. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on Wednesday afternoon. We'll get down there and get
Absolutely.
Everything set
we
up.
Absolutely. We appreciate you being there. We certainly appreciate the chance to be on with you tonight.
We're looking forward to it, man. Wish you the best of luck here this week. Hope everything stays going smooth, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All righty. Sounds good, sir. We'll see you Wednesday night.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
There goes Justin Madden. That poor guy was so nervous about coming on. So nervous. But Ryan Ostrander going to be there vending with Catskill Fab and Performance. And I believe Mad Mike DeFrisia, he was planning on it. He's not going to be able to make it now. But even still, he threw some sponsor money to him, which was pretty nice. You know,
I've seen a lot of Catskill Fab products in cars over the weekend.
I saw one in one of the Wilkins cars, I think.
I know of Mikey had a bunch in his, and a lot of guys had a lot of different stuff in. Well, good to see.
So you're going to any place this weekend?
Who?
You. We know Jake. We know Jake and Ian. They're gonna go win.
My plans are to go. I'm gonna go Canandaigua Saturday night. But my plans are pretty much fully. I got to catch up and do some Bob Veal work for my mother, and she's so. Get that caught up, and then hopefully, fingers crossed, I want to build, like I said before, I want to build a tribute car. Mm-hmm. I want to run it. I'm going to put it out there now, guys are watching, because I've been hearing all sorts of different types of feedback. Because if I get too much negative feedback or running it in Seneca County, because I've been an inspector there and a flagman and everything else, and people think that's kind of an unfair thing to do, and so
I don't.
Please, if anybody has any issues with that, let me know now, because I'll just take it to Topeka, Kansas, or Bash for Cash.
You should do that. You should do all that. You should build three.
No. I'm only building one.
Building one? One time only?
For down there, yeah.
One thing that we forgot to do with Justin was run down all the people that helped make that show possible. We were supposed to ask everybody, and we missed that. Justin, man, I wanted to get you back. We know Ryan from Catskill's coming, and Eddie's been doing a heck of a job chasing some of the sponsors. The fair's got a lot of help coming to you. Tell me who's helping you guys out.
Absolutely. We would like to thank Tom's Service Center, Upfront Auto Clinic, Mad Mike's Derby Shop, and, of course, Catskill Fab, Furlove Grooming, Green's Ace Home Center, IOK Carpentry, Thornton's Timber Management, Michael's Auto Sales, Lakeside Bookkeeping, Auto Plus, Upstate Merchandise, Guy Raymond's Derby Shop, and Hometown Auto.
Awesome.
They have all been a big picture of helping us do what we're doing. Only
one reason. Give me that list. We'll hit them throughout the live stream on Wednesday. It's going to be a busy week for us. We're live tomorrow from Dunkirk. We're live Wednesday down there in Broome County, and then we're going to be live again on Sunday for a championship night at the Chautauqua County Fairgrounds. So we're looking.
Got your hands full for sure.
Yep. It's going to be a good one. Justin, man, appreciate all the info. Glad you got some support going for you, and we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for making me a part of your show.
You bet, Justin. We'll see you later.
Yeah, we will. All
right.
There goes Justin Madden. Again, sorry about that. We forgot that. Got off there and never asked him who helped make the show possible.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
I made him nervous talking about the hat.
I think you're going to look good, man.
I was wondering how that's going to go over, going through the TSA and going to the airport.
No. None of that. No, none of that. No Wiz Khalifa hats in TSA.
Yeah, we get enough TSA papers in our baggage as we do it now. Have you ever went on a trip and not had a TSA paper in one of your bags?
Never. I put notes to them in it, though.
Have you?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, they've never stayed in the bag.
Nice.
I was on a travel list for a little while. Really? I got a letter from TSA saying that I've been... Just letting you know, we found this in your bag at this airport, and you are now under, don't be surprised, basically, if you get popped for a random search.
That was probably Josh's shifter he brought back.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the duffel bag full of cables that sort of tipped them off. But
well, yeah, you know, they stress tested it the first time we went to WinterSlam. They broke everything in both bags.
We got to start buying some new cases because the money box is spent. I think shot.
Not to change the subject again, but did you see that WinterSlam is moving?
I did not.
It was on. Somebody asked a question on the WinterSlam page. Randy said yes due to the continued growth, how it's grown the last few years. I can't remember the name of it, but he said it's a little farther north, which would be great because that means it'll be 20 degrees colder. But
that's that one they were talking about.
Yeah.
Same
dream
was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they are. Per the webpage, it's going to be moved.
Yeah. I remember Brendan talking about that. I mean, that offers such challenges. Something that we're going to have to put a little time into investigating.
It would be cool though if we had some signal. That would be cool if we could do WinterSlam with a signal.
If they had an enclosed announcer
booth. No, that'd be warm if they had an enclosed announcer's booth.
Yeah, because it was so cold, my balls were.
It's been.
It is pretty cool.
When you said it was moving, I got my hopes up. Maybe you meant they were going to move it to March.
No. No. Maybe in 2 years we'll be in the Vikings' new stadium. That'd be cool for WinterSlam.
Todd Height would be there for every one of them.
Oh goodness. Oh goodness, that would be awesome.
He's still laid up.
How's his recovery coming?
No,
not
surgery,
good.
I thought,
right? He had another surgery. And
you said he hurt his ankle, right?
He's got an ankle and a knee problem. They had to do another surgery on
ankles
it.
Ankles are like the worst to fix because it's basically there's three ligaments in your ankle, and then the rest is bones and stuff. And
they rebuilt one of them out of tissue from the top of his shin up near his knee.
That's not good. And the ligaments are literally like this big. I mean, they're tiny. It's not like the bigger ones in your knees that they have more success. But you tear an ankle up and it's bad.
Well, then he tripped.
Yeah, you told me that.
And then they dropped the IV pole on him. He's just not had good luck. He's got to do.
What is it?
It's his right foot.
Oh, it's a gas foot. Gonna have to put a hand throttle on that sucker.
Actually, he planned ahead. When they set the cast, they set his foot out straight like this, and I was just got it just be flat
just
out.
Push down.
Just push down.
You think once he gets the cast on it, I mean, he can't hurt it anymore in a cast. Just run it.
I tried to tell him that. He's concerned about getting into the car, getting out in the event of an emergency.
He's a little guy. He can slide right in and out through the windshield.
It's fine.
Take the time to prepare it and you don't ever have an emergency.
It's hard to work out of a car when you're hobbling around because he can't even walk on crutches on it. He's
Jeremy Gulley did it. Jeremy Gulley, he built a Suburban with his foot in not real good shape.
Yeah.
So his foot I don't, and he didn't even put a boot or like a walking anything on. He just worked with his sneakers on, I believe. And then the first time he'd had a, I think he told me the first time he'd had a boot on since it happened was when he ran Caledonia. And by the end of that day, he was kind of moving around.
Don't misunderstand that. Because you said, oh, he's building cars and sneakers and everything. That's an upgrade for him because he's the guy that cuts and welds and flip-flops.
Who?
Jeremy Gulley.
No, he doesn't.
He's a tough guy like that. No shirt, bare feet. He's an animal.
Yeah, it was, that'd be Jesse.
Jesse Howe used to build, but he built cars with Richie in his shorts and Docker shoes or sandals.
I've tried it with sneakers.
Jesse Keel's dad Quentin does that. He welds with just wearing his spectacles.
I did
stuff.
It with sneakers. If Ben's seen me, I've gotten and I'll kick my shoes right off. Then I started to,
what's it sound like?
I got some scars on my toes that are pretty funky. That molten metal gets in here and it just...
You got the feet of an ogre to begin with.
Why you gotta make fun of me? I never make fun of you and you make fun of me. Why is that?
Because
I'm feeling bullied.
Because you called... What?
Just, last time Brian built anything. Just tell me how far I gotta go to knock you out of your seat. Just that's all I want to know. How far do I have to go? Alright. Guess we gotta find another car.
With the looks of it, it's like 10 feet.
Yeah. Alright, that's cool.
Andy, turn that camera face the middle of the room real quick.
Better, or Jake and I are both too old for that.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as you're not mad at me afterwards.
Jake, think of all the times you've beat Brian. I mean, really.
I still own one.
Do you?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Years ago, I had a square back wagon. And I thought I was doing big things. I backed out off the line, and he hit me with a black Imperial.
At like as fast as it would go. I got my family there. I'm waving to the kids.
We're both
you know,
in heat.
Chris, do you remember any of this? Because if Chris doesn't remember it, it didn't happen.
What year was that?
Oh.
We both had boxcars.
Thank you.
I tightened down the ratchet strap too tight on my boat tank and it cut the gas off. Yeah. They all thought I shut off on purpose.
I was
madder than a hornet.
Was that the year before you broke the saddle?
That was the year I broke the seat loose from the floor in the heat. My seat.
I don't remember. Was it the year I won Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Or Saturday night?
Saturday night with your boxcar.
Yeah. So that was 2000.
Yeah.
Graduated high school that year.
Shit.
Yeah. I was born.
I had guys tell me about, you know, back the you know, way back, you know, back in the, you know, 95, 96, you know, 97 in Seneca County, you know, back then and the one powder puff and you know, the powder puff that one year that Nick DiCastro put his mom and his sister and mother in cars and you know, that ruined the powder puff derby and I looked right at him and I'm like, that was me. That was my mom, my sister, and my wife.
Me and Nick were in high school.
And I said, yep. He looked at me, goes,
you were.
He looked at me, goes, you weren't even running down here yet. I'm like, my first derby down there was 1988. I was 15 years old.
Me and Ben were looking up to you guys and Brett and Mark and Harold and Betty. I mean, we were up in the stands. This is what got us in. That's what got me into Mopars.
So I had to laugh. I just had to laugh.
Wow. Hey, Ben, tell the story about Inspection Line when this guy came down and said he was going to run harder than anybody over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear this story.
This was awesome.
Oh, yeah. The dude says, I run harder than anybody down here. I'm going to show people how to run. That's good. You know, I says, but, you know, us old school guys, I mean, this is a different generation. I says, we used to turn up the wick pretty good. You build a car, he goes, I'll run you right over. You come back down here.
No.
Okay. I says, sounds good. You know, and he basically had no clue who I was. I don't have no clue who the kid was, but he's going to run all the old school guys. I says, well, you're talking about like me, Brian, Mark Benjamin, Brett, Rob Kopp, Harry Kopp, Taylor Partee, Mike Hagedorn. Oh, yeah, I'll run all them guys
what,
over.
What did he have for a car?
I don't even remember. It was some new piece of shit.
Geo Metro.
Yep. Yep. Actually, he had a compact car.
Yeah, I don't remember what
he
had.
It was a compact car. And I says, well, you probably will run me over because it's a compact car, because I won't get in a compact car unless you're burying me in it or something. And I can build full size. I'll build full size. You can't even come close.
There was some young kid on the track afterwards saying that he was going to have a 68 Suicide down there next year.
Yeah, somebody was saying that. I'm going to try a Suicide.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Do your homework.
I just kind of laugh because I've heard it before, and it's like,
I bet you it's not a Mike Klinger Suicide.
I put money on it.
No, because that's like a I'm having a tough decision because I had it kind of narrowed down what car I wanted, and now it's just,
you ever seen Sean Gokenauer Suicide?
Yeah. Now my mind's going crazy.
This year during inspection, man, you look pretty stressed out. You were everywhere.
I thought maybe possibly from moving from one to another, it would kind of alleviate that, but it's the same thing.
Whose four championships at Seneca County meant more, Ben's or Jake's?
Jake wants me to run next year because he wants to come down. He wants to come down.
who did it mean more to is the question, because the Ben obviously his and the Jake obviously his, but
no, meant more significant. Why are you turning white?
I'm not. neither one of them had easy runs ever. We got our clocks clean for years.
Oh,
and Jake, the same thing happened to Jake. They've never.
I pulled off the line once and it was done. Like, one hit. That's what I'm trying to tell Ian. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to the next level yet. Have fun with it.
Well, that's the thing.
Before it gets to the next level.
And you've already accomplished the biggest hurdle. Like I told you out on the track, you know, it took me, your dad, Brian, all of us older guys,
a ton of years
to get what you already got, and don't ever let anybody take that away from you because you accomplished it at such a young age, and it don't matter what car you were in or who you were out there with, you still drove the Derby and won it. And a lot of people fail to – they think it's easy. It's
easy from the stands.
It's very easy from the stands.
You've got a bunch of stand drivers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Until you get in the car.
And I really, 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 truly hope that the guys I was talking to this weekend and the rumors I'm hearing with a lot of with Rob and Harry and Hagedorn, I really do hope that a bunch of the guys come back and run next year, because then the show after the following Monday after that show, I'm going to get on here and I'm going to say, there, that's how it's done.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's getting there.
And that's the thing. I mean, we used to have a ball. I mean, when you first started winning, you know, I mean, everybody was happy after features. But now it's the last few years, people have been getting out and whining and crying and arguing and fighting. And we mentioned that on last week's
show.
This show
was good, I thought. Nobody was – there wasn't any
Yeah, there
stuff.
Was some at the end later.
A little bit, but I mean, nothing like – I mean – like I told Jake,
nobody was coming out of the stands.
Like I told Jake, I says, you'll get to the point. You know, years ago when Jake started doing good and started winning, and I says, you wait. I says, you wait. It's gonna turn on you like a piranha in water.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about that.
Yeah,
and it does. I mean, like Brian and I, they love this because we'd go after Mark. We'd go after everybody, Brett, and everybody that came off.
And then last year, Brian showed up with a $3,000 built motor.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yes, that was
a race car motor. Hey, I'll tell you what, right now, anybody that wants to give me $3,000 for that motor, it's yours right now. $3,000, it's gone. I will load it. I'll even clean it before you get it. $3,000, that motor is yours. Gone. Yep.
But it's just as soon as you start winning, you win more than once. It's like you're not supposed to win more than once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they just start booing and then
people
you're
don't
cheating
understand how much
and then you're doing this.
Time and money and effort that somebody puts in. Mm-hmm. You know, 4 o'clock. I mean, at 2 o'clock in the morning, he was falling asleep.
Yep.
I'd let him sleep for a second.
Dude, I used to take naps inside my car.
Inside
my car. I'd fall asleep in mom's garage.
That's exactly it.
You know,
I called Brett Rallye one year. Me and Nick couldn't get my motor running.
2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning over the phone.
And he timed your car.
No, Nick already had his all built because he had a whole crew. So me, my brother, and Corey Lukes were over there working on my car, put the whole thing together, built the whole thing like on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. Like 4 a.m, I called Brett and woke him up out of bed and said, yo, this is doing this. And he, over the phone, he got it fine-tuned. And he goes, I'll finish the rest of the track. And he did.
2 years ago, I was over at your house till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't get invited to his house. He must not like me. I don't know what the deal is.
I have to invite your dad. Oh, your dad builds your stuff.
Well, I couldn't get on a creeper. I had to walk above.
I see.
It was walk in only.
I see.
Jake, don't look there.
And you're not stopping this guy.
No.
His feet are hanging on every crevice in the car.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where you look.
There was a picture from Capital City Carnage. Ben was able to inspect this year.
There was a meme
or whatever they call them on Facebook.
What the hell did it say?
And it said, you know inspection's rough when all you can see is Ben's shoes.
When Ben Hoss is climbing halfway inside your car.
Yeah, and it was. All you could see was from the middle of Ben's hamstrings to his feet. He was that far inside this Ford looking.
Right in the wheel well.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, I had fun. 23 and a half hours I was in inspection line. 2 days.
Oh, wow. But you were in heaven.
I was. There's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week later, he's in Utah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Getting called over. Bobby Brockway and Bryce are like, Ben, can you come over and give us a hand? I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, walk over there. Next thing you know, I'm hearing people in the background. Who's that guy? And unless that Ben Haas, he's the podcast guy. You know, he's the one that was a Blizzard Bash, Capital City Cars. Yeah. He's not expecting, is he?
Now, quick, before we go, I want to put Jake Doyle on the spot here.
Uh-oh.
Now, you've won pretty much everywhere you ever ran, correct?
No.
Yes, you have. Where have you run? Brookfield, I think, is the only place that you haven't won that you've ran at.
Okay.
In speedways.
How do you just run some speedway shows?
Utica Rome I didn't win the first year we went down there. Me and Ben Haas ended up in the weeds.
This is what I want to say. As, in my opinion, one, not even my opinion, it's a fact. As one of the best builders and drivers in Central New York, you need to do some traveling. Because you can compete on the next level.
Oh, I've had this conversation.
And you can bring home, you can, one, bring some prestige to the local area. And two, you can compete and bring home some money. So right here in front of God and everybody, I think Jake Doyle needs to travel a little bit and do some. And I understand. You know what? You told me before that, you know what? There's just that feeling about the hometown fair. And there is. Because Saturday night.
We've talked about that a ton of times.
Saturday night, I stood on and watched. And last year, I didn't go Saturday night. But to stand and watch, it doesn't feel right.
Not the same.
But.
Get my shoes.
But I think you need to venture. I mean, you can still run Waterloo. I mean, with a derby budget you have, I mean, you can travel. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you could go to Utah and run.
I got two kids I'm also derbying too.
Well, yeah, you could build them.
Yeah, but
too.
This one just won you big money at Waterloo.
You leave him home to win the whole stuff, then you go travel.
Waterloo doesn't pay big money.
For it bigger than it used to.
Yeah.
Bigger than the four times you won it.
What did it pay to win?
$1,000.
That's $300 more.
I think Wayne got $1,200 last year, and then the year before that I got like $700, and then the year after before that you get $750 or $800. I think it's whatever they decide.
$1,000 is
it's good.
You know, it's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely,
it is.
Absolutely.
So what are you gonna do with your $20 in winnings?
I don't know. Not sure yet.
Enjoy it. That's what I would do. Is the trophy in your bedroom or is it in the living room?
No,
I've seen them both side by side in the living room. That's looked pretty good.
Oh, he put it on Facebook?
Yeah, there's a picture on there.
It's bigger.
That made Sydney's night, basically, being up there and actually handing the trophies out and everything else, because she's on Facebook fanatic. Next thing you know, I get home from work. She's like, Dad, look. Ian put me on Facebook. Facebook. So she was excited. And
He doesn't take it for granted, that's for sure.
No.
He works hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he really did. So.
And like I told, I just before we go, I touched on in the driver's meeting about best appearing car down there. Mom and I are trying to bring it back. You know, because it used to be some real cool paint jobs down there. Guys airbrushing, guys spending a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we put in a couple hundred more dollars, extra dollars in the best appearing car, in the envelope towards it. I'm gonna build custom trophies for it. The next 3 years, pretty much. I'm gonna build three of them over the winter. Be all custom trophies for it, and we're still gonna continue for the monetary amount.
Cool.
And to try to get some more real cool paint jobs in there, you know, yeah. And get the family more involved, you know, because a lot of guys, you know, it doesn't have to be look like a, you know, perfect car. Right. I mean, it's but we've had some really awesome paint jobs down there over the years.
Absolutely.
That's why I was trying to drive so hard. I was trying to win Wayne Ellison's
Mad Dog
Award. Yeah. I wanted that, you know.
That was cool. That heavy hitter award.
A couple years ago, or last year, he built that other one, and mm-hmm. he's, you know, just like yourself, is building something for everybody to forward to.
It's nice because you go out in the garage and you don't have to worry about trophies. I mean, everybody's got trophies. I mean, these what guys are cutting out of the steel and the designs, you can go out and you can hang it on the wall. And
Donnie's won that 2 years in a row now, hasn't he?
Did he get it last year, too?
Yeah.
No
shit. He's in here, yeah. He got heavy hitter last year, too.
That's cool.
It was supposed to come down to the crowd vote. But I
couldn't. But you can't.
Well,
you
we're
can't.
Just about out of time.
you can't do that. I mean, at the end of a derby like that, people really didn't know what's going on. The stands emptied right out.
That's one thing about Waterloo. Man, them stands empty fast. Like the last call, they get the checkered, whoop, it's empty. Unless there's a fight. You're
trying to get the last call in the beer tent.
That too.
Yep.
Well, I guess, I ran foul another tangent.
You're fine. Wait, we got golf tonight? We got golf tonight.
You got golf
tonight. Yeah, no more tangents. We got to get out of here. But good show.
It was absolutely.
A good one, 141 in the books. That's going to do it for this edition of the Crash Course. We're going to be back here again live Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday this week. And then if everything goes right, we should be back here next Monday for another studio episode. Thanks again for everybody coming on. Aaron, and we had Justin, Jake, Ian. Congratulations to all the winners this weekend. Happy birthday to everybody. We'll see you right back here again next week.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com. The 2015 Wadena Grand Slam, Boat Lockwood Motorsports, and the 2015 Keystone National. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Masters. Reckless Abandoned Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonedGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.